Good morning. Coming up on 910 on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, doing we're good. Ready to go here. So.
Yeah. I don't have a ton, but a few things that I wanted to share with everybody. So you probably already put a little story on this, but if you haven't heard, Fox News did a little blurb on the Brown Mansion candlelit tours. So love that little treasure of ours, but it made me also realize that we need to thank all the volunteers and the businesses, and especially Darla Thornburg. She kind of coordinates it every year, but definitely a great thing for our community, and it was neat. We got exposure.
Sure,
so.
Yeah, and I know they did raise quite a bit of money. Still looking for a little bit more for some of the bigger projects, right?
These days, everything is so expensive. So, yeah, they're still working on some roof things and some interior things that they need to fix just to keep it stable. You know, it's not even about the cosmetics, which that's always great, but you're talking about infrastructure that you got to do. So,
yeah,
always. So, some other news and community announcements. Of course, we want to welcome Nick Dobler. He is the new CCC football head coach. So, that was exciting to see. I know that the Coffeyville Police Department had their service dog, Rommel, I don't know how you say his name, but he'd been there for 10 years. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So he retired from the police department. And then also good news is the grocery tax. Oops, I got caught. The grocery tax dropped January 1st. So if you're looking at your bill and you're like, hey, it's looking a little better, I don't know how much it's a huge impact, but hey, if it stays at $20,
down from 4% to 2%, and I think it makes a little difference at the restaurants too. You know, noticing the
I forgot about that.
Some of those prices were down too.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, that is good. And then it'll eventually drop down even more, it'll be nice. Finally, in the news, I loved seeing this. So, a recent release from the Kansas Association of Community Colleges shows that community colleges have an annual $700 million economic impact on our state. And I loved seeing the press release because Dr. Thornburg, our very own president, had some comments that they picked up. But just, you know, everything from the tuition they pay, the grants that come in, hotel stays for all the games, and, you know, the students grocery shopping, all of that. And I know that sometimes community colleges get a bad rep because of the taxes, and everybody's, you know, concerned about taxes, which I'm not going to argue about. But just the economic impact, the payroll alone from their college is huge. So just a good thing to see that out in the news. So, okay, my PSA for the day. You guys, I'm sure, are doing all kinds of weather coverage because it's getting cold. Next week, this weekend, going to be really
very
cold.
Probably
for a while. I noticed, of course, things can change. We'll see how it goes in the next week. But even when it starts to go back up, it's still like 30 degrees. It's like, yeah, it's going to be crazy. Frigid. So anyway, my PSA is, A, bring your animals in. Check on your neighbors. Watch your space heaters. This is the time of year where the fire department's like, oh my goodness. Every other day, there's like somebody that has a space heater that got caught. And then finally, if you know someone that's out in the cold, send them to the Touch of Life Ministry. So that is at 501 East 9th. And that's the new warming center that is going to be open up pretty much, they said, right now for the next, I don't know, a week to 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
For sure. But they did just post yesterday they're needing donations for supplies. So cases of water, snacks, milk, eggs, just pretty much any kind of groceries that they can help feed all the people that come in. If you go out to their Facebook page, they have a little post that shares all the different items, but they'll take anything. You can drop it off any night between 5 and 9 at the shelter, or just contact them on Facebook. And then I know they're also seeking volunteers for it in the morning. They all work, so it's sad in the morning to say, oh, everybody, you got to leave now, even though it's still frigid cold. So they're trying to keep it open a little bit in the morning, give everybody breakfast, and stick around. So if you can either donate or you can volunteer or help out, contact the Touch of Life Ministries. So that's the always sad part about the cold weather. So, okay, let's talk about a few events. Not a ton, but there is bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp. The doors open at 5:15, and then they always have concessions, and I think bingo starts at 6.
Yep.
January 13th is the Youth Innovation Lab. I'm pretty sure they're full.
I think so at this point. They had one opening left last week, so I'm sure it's
And I got, I think I got that one. It's be stay tuned because we'll share some pictures and some things, but I love it because they're going to do robotics and drones. So that's kind of neat. The 13th is also the Ambassador Trivia Night, and today's kind of the deadline to register your team. It's $60 to register, up to 6 people. You can have one person, 3 people, 6 people, however you want, as long as it's a maximum of 6. They have cash prizes for the top 3 teams, and they even have a prize for the lowest ranking team. So that's what I aim for. Just to go have fun. It's at GG's. Of course, they have food and drinks and just lots of fun. And then they will do another one in February and in March. So anyway, last day to register. Contact Chris Crane. Call the chamber. We can get you connected. That's all I have in January. We have a couple things coming up in February. Business Over Breakfast is on the 7th. And then on the 10th is CCC's Chocolate Serenade. Chocolate music. You know, what could be better? So... there are probably other events, and so I just want to remind everybody out there listening, if your business, organization, group, whatever, has any kind of event, please let us know. You can either submit it directly online to the calendar or just call us or email us. And if you want to take your event to the next level, you can pay a small fee to advertise on our digital sign. So just trying to – I know there's events out there. I'm like, where are they? What's going on? But – usually this time of year, it is a little quieter. It's so cold. So, last thing was just finally Friday is the deadline for the discounted pricing for the annual dinner. And if anybody out there knows a certain name, Mark Mayfield. So he's from Caney originally, but now he's known all over the country. He's a speaker, a trainer, an author, a comedian, you name it. He's been out there. So he is going to be at our dinner. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait because he's going to be amazing. So if you want to come to the annual dinner, it's open to the entire community. Call, like I said, by Friday for the good pricing. Otherwise, it'll go up next week. So, that was pretty much all I had. Like I said, it's kind of quiet, but we'll see.
Little break after the holidays here. All right. Well, Candy, appreciate it as always. Some good updates here and look forward to talking again here next week.
All righty. Sounds good.
Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Of course, if you have any questions for Candy, just stop on by or give the chamber a call. What's that number, Candy?
It is 620-251-2550.
Okay. Very good. All righty. We got more open line coming up here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.